Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. We're the show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Pitcher from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we're ready to go with another show.
Yes, it is Thursday, November 17th, 2022, and we're glad everybody could join us. The GOP now controls the House of Representatives. Will they work with Democrats, or should we expect the complete shit show that they usually do? What possible roles would Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and the Freedom Caucus members play in this new Congress? This harmony in the ranks as there is a serious infighting within the Republican Party. Some want the party to abandon Trumpism, while others blame Trump for their embarrassing flop in recent concluded midterm elections. They are on the brink of a civil war as moderates and pro-QAnon Trumpers battle for the soul of the Republican Party. What effect does Trump announcing his candidacy for President of the United States relate to the Justice Department investigations? Will he be immune from prosecution if, God forbid, he's elected to the post and he's a Republican nominee? These and other topics we'll discuss tonight. Glad you're on board as we tackle hot-button issues of the day. The number to call in is 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from, and you can subscribe at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Let's get cooking. So we'll start off with Herschel Walker. That man, Herschel Walker, he's lost his mind, I think, clearly. He doesn't have a mind to begin with. He's a house Negro. And even though the midterm elections have given Republicans a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, Democrats will hold the U.S. Senate and could even slightly expand their lead in the Senate majority if Democratic incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock defeats Herschel Walker in a runoff in Georgia elections December 6, 2022. Walker is still campaigning aggressively. And a MAGA Republican delved into horror themes during a bizarre speech in McDonough Hall, Georgia, recently. A speech that, you know, MSNBC's Joe Scarborough snammed as rambling incoherence. Walker told the crowd, "I don't know if you know, but vampires are some cool people, are they not? Well, let me tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that. So I don't want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf." No, what the fuck does that mean? Seriously. What? What? You want to be a United States Senator? And a werewolf? Good Lord have mercy. Seriously, man.
I agree.
So,
I listened to what he said, and I was thinking, is he joking? Is he high? Is he just banged his head today a little harder? What did he do? Because I have never in my life heard of anything so ridiculous. You know, he doesn't want to be a vampire anymore. He wants to be a werewolf. I mean, what in God's name is he talking about? And what gets me even more is these people were clapping. Did they not understand what he said? Or were they just told to clap?
Right. So I found a video of it, and here it is.
Oh, you don't watch the stupid movie late at night. Always got to get better. Don't get better, but keep watching it anyway. So the other night, I was watching this movie. I want to be a vampire anymore. I want to be a werewolf. So I'm watching my TV. These kids watching death. Vampire still on LTV. They know it's on the Super Bowl. I'm still watching, though. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from that CD, the original vampire in their act. So this actor comes to their home. He got all the right stuff. So you know, got to have a stake. You got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. He got necklace of garlic, so that works. I don't know what it does, but it works. Got to have clothes, so it burns. I know it works. He woke upstairs in this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Oh, well, that sounds like something more out there.
David, he brings God into it, and you have to have mm-hmm. faith in God, and he was chosen by God to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's very, he rambles when he talks, so he was high or
mm-hmm.
something.
Yeah, I don't know if, who's worse on rambling, Trump or him, you know, Jesus, you know. But anyway, in other news that's more worthy, Nancy Pelosi worked with three presidents, and she omitted Trump out of her, you know, goodbye speech as a minority leader or Speaker of the House. She's stepping down as leader of the Democratic Party in the House, and frontrunner is Akeem Jeffries. Akeem Jeffries is the 8th congressional district of New York. He's been elected since 2013, so he's a front runner to fill the post as minority leader. And so Nancy Pelosi gave a speech, and I want to play a little clip, a little snippet of it. Here it is.
Working with three presidents, achieving historic investments in clean energy with President George Bush, transformative health care reform with President Barack Obama, and forging the future from infrastructure to healthcare to climate action with President Joe Biden.
Yeah, so she omitted Donald Trump. There's no love lost between them. Yeah, so, you know, it was a good day. You know, she's stepping down because of what happened to her husband and more time with family. And it's understandable, you know.
Yeah, it is, because I believe in 2018 they all talked about it, and they gave the year of 2022 where she would decide. And I think the tipping point was what happened to her husband when he was brutally attacked in his home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that horrific for her and for her family. And I think that just made it so much easier for her to decide to step down. We're all going to miss her. She is iconic. I don't know how anyone can really fit, you know, fill her shoes, but, you know, she wants to pass the baton to a younger generation, and I understand that, and it needs to be done. It truly does.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs
yes.
time to spend with her family and her loved ones and enjoy a little bit of life. And I wish I wish her well.
Yes, yes. And the Orange Man from Florida announced his candidacy for president on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that was a lackluster affair. I didn't watch it live because I had better things to do. You know. And he's just rambled on and on as usual, incoherent sentences.
Yep.
He's supposed to be reading from a teleprompter, and of course he didn't read the teleprompter as usual.
Yeah, he ad-libbed it.
Yeah, he ad-libbed it.
He blew him off.
Yeah, and people were trying to literally leave, but they wouldn't make them leave because,
no,
you know, doors were closed and what have you. You
they
know?
They were telling them, no,
and,
you can't leave. I saw the clip. It's hysterical. And, you
yeah,
know,
and even Fox
News. Go ahead.
Even Fox News cut him off, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because he was just there on rambling, and he seemed angry, the poor man. He needs counseling. He's and every 2 seconds... Sniffing?
Yeah,
why are you sniffing, Donald?
Yeah, I know. Sniff. Yeah, and he looked very flushed, and I, you know, I think whoever was invited there or came there, or if they paid to be there, probably just went there for a meal and for curiosity. And then when he started his, you know, BS from, you know, about China and, you know, Russia and all the other garbage that he was spewing, they got sick of it. They don't want to hear it. I think the orange monster is done. I think people have come to realize that he's done. And, you know, he's not an asset to anybody. You know, he's only an asset to himself. His own daughter wants no part of his campaign, wants no part of any of things to do with politics. And of course, her husband Jared was there, but she refused to go. So I'm sure that was, you know, kind of interesting. But what do you think about our DOJ? I mean, here we are, you know, next week is Thanksgiving. So we're nearing the end of November. And then in January, we know what's going to happen in January. So, so let's, don't you think the DOJ needs to step it up? I mean,
they have more than enough evidence. They have more than enough evidence to, you know, drop a conviction.
Yeah.
You know, because she's done so many things wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know what the delay is. I mean, I guess I want to cross all the T's and not all the I's, but the time for that is gone. The election is over.
It's almost 2 years. You know, it's almost 2 years in January of the insurrection. And, I mean, how many more people can they, you know, have testify and come forward and with videos and all the evidence that they have and all the documents that he stole when he left the White House. I mean, how much more do they need? It's time to move. You know, Garland needs to move. I respect him, but he needs to move because before January, he's got to do something. If not, it's going to be a shit show.
Yeah. Yeah, the Republican Party is in chaos, and Trump is a rambling mess as usual. But Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, had this to say.
It's changed considerably in just in recent weeks. I'll support the Republican nominee, but I don't know that it will be him.
Listen, I think we accomplished a lot positive when Donald Trump was president. If he's the nominee, I would enthusiastically support him. But I also think if he chooses to run, there's going to be a process. There's going to be a debate. We'll see what happens.
So I think that what we need to do is recognize that the Republicans have a big bench of leaders, and then we'll wait and see which ones are going to get into the election, and people will make a choice for themselves.
Yeah, so that was Tom Tillis, what's his name, Ted Cruz, and Senator John Cornyn, and, you know, they're backtracking now. They're not supporting anybody as yet because, you know, Ron, it's early in the race. 2 years before a presidential election and somebody knows.
That's history, isn't it? Isn't that history?
Yeah. Yeah, usually within a year.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? You know, it tells me that he is freaking out. He is seeking, you know, asylum, so to speak, because he wants to be untouchable as in his mind as a be president again, and then he's untouchable. And, you know, that's what's in his mind. And that's why it's so important to cut him off at the pass. You know, cut him off.
Yes, yes. Okay, so Kevin McCarthy, before I take this call, I think it's Elaine. from Michigan. McCarthy loses third vote at speaker nomination. And this is Kevin McCarthy speaking at the press conference.
Hey, talking to a lot of members, but the one thing I've always said to earn this majority.
Okay, I just came up. Okay, let's take this call. Elaine calling from Michigan. Hello, Elaine. What's up tonight?
Good evening. How is everybody?
Good.
Oh,
how are
good,
you,
good.
I would like to just go back a little bit, if you don't mind. I watched The View, I think it was today. I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but Anna Navarro, she made this statement, and to me it was very profound. She said, do not think that Donald Trump has gone away. When he came down the escalator, we thought he was a big joke. And look what happened. He says, treat this seriously. And I really do think that we should follow her lead. We ought to treat this seriously. And every time he makes a mistake, jump on him.
Yep. Absolutely right.
But we have to treat this seriously because we do not know what the people will do again.
Oh, no. No, there's no guarantee.
I mean, you know, if you look at Herschel Walker, that's a sick man. That is a very sick man.
Can you
see
that?
The Republican Party ought to be ashamed of themselves.
That man needs
help.
Not yes, he does.
To be put into a position to run for the job he's running for. You know what they did to Herschel Walker? They might as well have taken him to the top of the Empire State Building and told him, go ahead and jump. You won't get hurt.
I know. You know, that's a sad and sadistic part about the Republican Party. They're sad and they're sadistic. They don't care. They don't care who they destroy and who they take down, as long as they can get what they want at the end, and that's power and money, and to run their sick agenda.
And when Donald threw his hat in the ring, they saw that he was just as sick and as mean and as nasty as they are, and that's why they backed him.
You better believe it. Every step of the way, and they still are. You know, you have someone like Jim Jordan. You know, Jim Jordan. You know, says he's the best president ever. You know, that man is sick. You know,
that's another man that the DOJ ought to put some cuffs on him.
Yep, I agree.
After what he did alone as coach, a wrestling coach in Ohio. When he knew what was going on with these young boys and some coach that was on the staff was abusing these little boys, these young men, and he did everything to cover it, you know?
Yep.
So is that an example of good family values that he always runs on? Is that any way to, you know, treat young men, you know, by raping them, you know, touching them inappropriately? Come on.
It's sickening. You know, and they get away with it. That's what bothers me more than anything else, is they get away with it, you know. And
like poor little girls from U of M, doctors.
Pardon?
Those poor little girls from U of M, doctors.
Yeah, that's another sick story.
I think his name was Larry Nassar.
Yeah, he's serving time. He'll never see the light of day, but
cover up.
Horrible. You know, absolutely. But on a better note, you know, I was reading an article today, and the Democrats are not going to take the garbage and the lies like they did before. So what they've come up with is a group to launch counterpunch to the House GOP. So what they decided to do is a group of top Democratic strategists are launching a multi-million-dollar hub to counter an expected investigative onslaught by the likely House GOP majority, digging into President Joe Biden, his administration, his son, and top of potential cabinet impeachment. The newly relaunched Congressional Integrity Project Initiative, details of which were shared first with Politico, will include rapid response teams, investigative researchers, pollsters, and eventually a paid media campaign to put congressional Republicans squarely on the defense. And the founder's name is Kyle Herrig, and that's what he said in the interview. I think that's good news. I like hearing that because that is what we've been lacking since Trump's interview. Am I right or wrong about that?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
We need to hold our feet to the fire and keep them honest.
Yeah.
Good luck with that because, you know, there's another honest Republican in the House. The moderates have just disappeared, and there's no accountability. We can see that when Trump was president, he got away with all those things that he did and stealing documents that belong to the American people. You know, where are those documents? Yep. Did he give it to China? Did he give it to Russia? What's going on with them?
Mm-hmm.
It's not his to own. It belongs to the people of the United States. So that alone should disqualify him. And the insurrection that happened should disqualify him because it's in the Constitution of the United States that, you know, if you lead an insurrection against a country, then it disqualifies you to run for any public office, not just president, but any office. You know, so, I mean, let's just hope something happens where he has to drop out, hopefully an indictment by the Justice Department. Okay, so let me go back now to Congressman McCarthy. And he made a statement yesterday. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
Authority, we're serving. We should put this conference first. And I think there's something to be said for us to unite. We probably need a fresh face. I'll stay on as majority leader. But the one thing I found in talking to everybody, if we are going to unite and be strong, we need a new face to help do that.
Yeah, so, you know, 30 people in the Freedom Caucus not backing McCarthy to the Speaker of the House. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene will have power. She backing him, and Matt Gaetz got upset with her and turned against her. So, again, it's a shit show in the Republican caucus. You know, what's your take on that?
Well, what upsets me is why is Matt Gaetz still running free? He's another one. Why is he, you know, with charges that he has up against him for child trafficking, you know, and underage sex? I mean, what? Why, you know, his friend that I think his friend is going to prison. Why isn't he, you know, being charged and indicted? This is what makes me mad. And he's still, you know, he's still in the government. It's sickening.
Yeah, I guess that is money, you know, carry a lot of weight. So he won't be charged with anything. He's not evidence of it. It's going to be more clear what he did.
Well, hopefully he will be charged. I mean, I hope they're still
investigating. Well, no, they did say, they did say that they dropped the case and everything. So I think he gets a free pass. Yes, yes.
Oh.
Nothing will come of it. Yeah.
That makes me sick. It really does.
Elaine, what's your thoughts, Elaine, on, you know, Matt Gaetz being, you know, being let go scot-free without, you know, going on trial for kid rape, basically?
I just don't understand it anymore. It's not. It's Matt Gaetz. It goes on and on and on, and it's from the bottom to the top, from the top to the bottom. I mean, there isn't anything that you can't do or touch lately that's being done right. You can't even call customer service and have it done right. I'm going through a personal problem right now with paying back a loan early, and they're trying to extort an extra $1,600 out of me, and I have no place to turn. I don't know what to do about it. And yet the law is set up in such a way that they could take it out of my income tax check.
Oh, great. Yeah,
all I have to do is go to a judge, and the judge signs it. They don't have to contact me.
I don't know anymore.
I really don't know anymore. We've had so much by sitting back, not us on this on the air. We've been keeping abreast of what's going on. But I'm talking about the major populace. Have sat back, and I don't know, where have they been? Out to lunch?
I was talking to someone earlier today, and that's exactly what we were discussing, because we can't understand the logic of these people, or if there is logic. How can you support a party that blatantly come out and said everything that they can say, you know, the Social Security, the Medicare, the Medicaid, anything that's good for the populace, anything that's good for the people, anything that's good for the working man and woman, a union. I mean, Starbucks is trying to stop unions across the country. I'm sorry, people want unions. Unions are going to come back, you know. Then pay living wages to these people. You're making the money to do it, so pay it. So what I don't understand is, what is it that we're missing that these people are not?
What has happened is, this is my take on it, what has happened is the two P's. The Democrats believe in people, and the Republicans believe in profit.
Yeah,
and
true.
Every law that you can think of since the 1980s has been turned into profit. Every law. I don't care what a person wants to do. The name of the game is profit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did not know that the water in Arizona was sold to the Saudis. And when people of Arizona are going to need drinking water, they're going to have to buy it from the Saudis?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And this example is not just Arizona. It's everything you try to do that's supposed to be good and honest and protect the average person. It's no longer there, and I'm scared to death. I'm just plain scared to death, the whole thing. We're just going to have to keep educating people. When you vote from the bottom to the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I've been making a little personal problem. I've been making phone calls, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere with government help either.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little upset over it, but that's another show.
Yeah. That's, like I said, you know.
Well, I'm not going to monopolize it with that. But I think you know where I'm coming from. I just... we all have little personal things that we've tried to do lately, and it's profit before people.
It is always.
I've learned. I finally have learned what the word conservative means. The word conservative starts with a P. It means profit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They conserve their own money. That's all they're doing. Conserving their own wealth, I should say. That's
all the Republicans in Arizona sold the water away for profit.
Yeah.
The electrical grids in Texas were sold for profit. But the people were freezing to death and a few people died.
Well,
but nobody cares because it's profit.
Yeah. And guess who they voted in for governor?
I can't take that anymore.
Yeah, but guess who they voted in for governor again? The same man.
Yeah.
I mean, really? They forgot that already? That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, I got into a discussion with somebody that I haven't seen in a while, and she said, oh, this is a horrible world out there. I said, well, I hope you voted blue. She's, no, I voted Republican. I said, I'm done talking to you, and I walked away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you.
You know, maybe that's what it's going to start. Maybe that's what it's going to take.
I don't know.
I know that was rude, but I don't care. That's how I'm getting. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'm going to. I think it's called shock treatment.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll think. I don't know. It's hard to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, who'd vote Republican in this day and age? But loser Carrie Lake refuses to concede the election. to Democrat Kathy Hobbs, who's governor-elect of Arizona. The final votes in, 50.4 for Hobbs, and Lake got 49.6%. Maricopa County, who's traditionally been Republican since 1980, voted overwhelmingly for Kathy Hobbs. And Kathy Hobbs won by just a little over 20,000 votes. So, you know, Trump and his MAGA Republican candidates who endorsed, none of them won for the big tickets, like for governor, for secretary of state, for attorney general, state attorney general. You know, so him announcing for president, choose a pass, he just knocked the wind out of his sails, because he would have an argument if all or some of his candidates won, but none of them won. So that's why his candidacy won't go anywhere. But we can't take it for granted, because a lot of people in the Republican Party still support him. And even though they may be saying one thing publicly now, after backing him for so many years since he came out an escalator, you know, they may say one thing, but do another thing. So, you know, it's really hard to engage and trust the word of these people, you know. And DeSantis in Florida, don't be surprised if he announced, you know, because that's a war about to happen, about to explode within the Republican Party. I remember it was, what, 12, 13 years ago, I wrote this article for the old blog, the different factions of the Republican Party and how it comes to a civil war, because nobody can unite them since Ronald Reagan in 1980. And it took 12 years, but it's happening now. Mitch McConnell got a challenge from Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, and McConnell won. It was a secret ballot.
You know, David, I thought I'd never say this, but I'm kind of happy that Mitch McConnell won, because Rick Scott is a scum of worse scum than pond scum, than any kind of scum of the earth. He did that Medicare scheme, and he is an evil SOB. And I mean, Mitch McConnell is too, but I think Mitch McConnell is not, I might be wrong, but I think Rick Scott is an evil, vindictive, sadistic man that's sick in the head. Anybody that would, you know, fraud Medicare, there's something wrong with you. And then not go to prison for it.
Exactly. The people of Florida elected him governor afterwards. Florida is a different kettle of fish, just like Texans. Weird. Weird people.
That's a whole nother show. It's sickening, you know.
Unlike beautiful Colorado, who has a new governor, and speaking of Colorado, in District 3, Boebert is something like 600 points ahead in a recount, or the counting, I should say. So if it don't come to a conclusion by next Tuesday, it's going to be a recount, and if, you know, still nobody come out on top, then, you know, I guess it will go to the court, and, you know, whoever wants a recount would have to pay out of their own pocket for that recount. But, you know, it's it shouldn't be this close, because the Congressional District 3 in Colorado is deep red. And so it says a lot about, you know, Congressional District 3, that the sick of this woman, she's extremist. When she went in there, she was dirt poor, she was broke, she lost her bar and restaurant, which had shitty food to begin with, you know, and now she have something like $27 million. How can you go from broke to $27 million plus in 2 years as a congresswoman getting government check? Something is very wrong with that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that just takes a, doesn't take a whole lot of critical thinking to figure that out. You know, it's not hard to figure out. She didn't hit the lottery. Well, she kind of did hit the lottery, don't you think, in a way?
She won
special interest lottery. Special interest lottery, you know? I mean, how else are you going to put it, you know? So as you were talking before about Trump and just, I'm not going to say, the orange monster, that's who he is from now on. and to Satan, those two, and you're right, I think to Satan, when he did not answer the question about running or not running, when they had that debate, and he would have said right away, but he didn't answer. So that answered the question, in my opinion. And so those two are going, it'll be fun to watch. It'll be very interesting to watch those two go head to head, because it's going to be crazy between the two of them. And I don't know who'll come up on top, you know, but I can't stand either of them. So I'll do my best to, you know.
Enjoy the fight. Yeah, enjoy the fight, the infighting of the Republican Party. Speaking about stupid people, Mike Pence was claiming that Nancy Pelosi did hardly anything to stop the insurrection. Donald Trump tried to kill him. Mike Pence, in an interview recently, was it with Good Morning America or CBS, one of those channels, he was saying that Nancy Pelosi did little to nothing to stop the insurrection. What can she do? She's not a president of the United States. I can't call in National Guards. But yet still, this man was on TV saying that, oh, Nancy Pelosi dropped the ball and, you know, all sorts of nonsense. I mean, he's scared of Trump, obviously. And but he did say publicly that he hopes that Republicans choose someone different from him because we need a new direction. That was his words for the Republican Party. You know, so, you know, what's your take on Mike Pence? Do you think he's going to run in 2024 for the nomination?
Mike Pence. My take on Mike Pence, he gives me the creeps, okay? That's the first thing. Even when I see him on TV just talking, he gives me the creeps. And also, he also said that he does not have to speak to the January 6th commission. If they want him to testify, he needs to testify. He's no better than anybody else. And another thing about him, he has no spine. What kind of a man who was at, you know, who hit the president of the United States at that time put out basically a death warrant on him, you know, and he and his family, they were all scared to death, and Pence doesn't have the guts to call Trump out. Instead, he writes a book with the word God in it, and I don't even know the rest of it, but he wrote a book, and
prophet,
now he's... Prophet,
glory, the big P, prophet, prophet.
Oh, of course, of course. But what I'm saying is that now he's talking a little bit, but he has never, ever crossed Trump in his talking at all, in his anything that he's been asked. He's never crossed him. And now he's got a book to sell, which I, you know, with the word I don't know. I should look it up. It's God something. And, you know, and he's promoting a book now? Really? Give me a break. He is a slime ball, okay, to say the least. And his wife he calls mommy or something, mother or something.
Yeah, that's creepy. Jesus, that's creepy. That's very creepy.
It's very creepy. Yeah, that's my point. He gives me the creeps just looking at him. The way he talks, he just gives me the creeps. I'm sorry. I don't know. There's just something about him, you know. But that's my
I didn't call in Tuesday. I watched that interview. And then I rewatched that interview the next morning. And he kept contending that he was such a he-man when that insurrection happened. That he told the Secret Service, you aren't going to drive me away because I don't want that crowd to see me running.
Yeah.
And when the second time I watched it, I started laughing, and I said, no, that is not why you didn't want to get in the car. You were afraid that the crowd would attack the car.
You better believe it.
He's a wimp from the word go. He figured that they would get in the cars would drive away, and the crowd would surround the cars, and then he would be in trouble.
Oh, you better believe it. That crowd that crowd was big enough, and they could have done that easily.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he was trying to play big man on that interview. I did not want to get in the car. I did not want to show the crowd that I was running away. And then back to his book. And you know, the big P, profits. That's all he's interested in right now is profits.
Yeah.
And he saw how Trump made money on going out and soliciting for money to run a campaign, and he's going to try to do the same thing.
Speaking of running in 2024,
same cloth.
I noticed that in Fox News, they showed 17 Republicans who may run for the nomination, and surprisingly, Trump is not in it, you know? I don't even say who those people are because, you know, when I watch Fox News, I cringe, basically. You know, I can't stand, like, 10 minutes of Fox News.
No,
much less
I can't
minutes,
even.
You know?
Yeah,
so
I agree.
These people that are putting up, you know, on the screen, do you think, you know, that they have a chance against Donald Trump? I know Ted Cruz is in that 17 people. Tom Tillis, who was a senator from North Carolina who didn't run for re-election, is being considered. You know, do you know who the 17 people are, and do you think that they have a good chance?
I think anyone has a chance if they just, you know, if they're smarter when they're talking than the orange monster, then they do have a chance, you know. But if you're like Herschel Walker against the orange monster, you guess who's got the chance? You know, the orange monster. So it all depends, you know, it all depends. It's just sickening, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that I think about, we have been tortured by Trump, the Republican Party, QAnon, MAGA, you know, for years now, since what, 2016, 15, 16? And we are now 2022. The time has come to close this book, close the chapter on this. It's just tiring, you know.
Yeah.
It's tiring. And now that they have the House, it bothers me. It bothers me because we know there's going to be more drama.
Yes, indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen listening in, don't be shy, don't be scared, won't bite. The number to call in is 515-605-9802. Well, thank you for subscribing also to facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. The website is being worked on, so hang in there. On this website, we're going to have merchandise like T-shirts, coffee mugs, chopping board for when you're cooking. You know, and you know, how you know good it is because Kitchen Politics 1, 2, 3, you know, cooking. Well, anyway, that should be a bestseller. Remember, when you're calling tonight, say first name, where you're calling from, the number again, 515-605-9802. Hello from Michigan. How are you? This is Susie, correct?
Correct.
Hi,
and the name of the book that Pence wrote was So Help Me God.
Everything
he said was the truth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's a
what do you
bucket.
Think about Pence, Susie?
He doesn't want to talk to the committee. Oh, I can't do that. Well, you could write it in your book, but you can't talk to them under oaths, right?
Yeah, well, you get money for the book.
Yeah, for sure.
You know. It's selling for $22.
Yeah, that guy's just creepy, like you said.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, he's a creep. He's definitely
and you
a
know
creep.
What? He was second in command. Why didn't he call in the National Guard on the 6th, huh? Instead of blaming Pelosi. She's the third in line, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What did he do? Nothing. He just stood there hiding, and then he went out and, okay, we'll have our really, you know, legal vote, you know, count the ballots. But he didn't do anything to stop the insurrection.
No.
Heck no.
So, I mean, he's just a creep.
Yeah, no basically.
The only good thing that I saw today,
the green monster, I mean the orange monster, funders, you know, the people that contributed, his country, big rich people, they're not giving him any money this time. One of them said he wouldn't give him a effing penny.
Good.
Yeah, and that was his biggest contributor. I mean, we're talking many millions. They're finally figuring out they're contributing to his legal fund instead of the campaign fund.
And his
lavish
lifestyle.
That's the only reason he's running.
And his lavish lifestyle. That's what they've been spending it on. You know?
But, he's collecting money for his lawyers.
Oh, dear. Well, he's got a lot to pay.
Oh, yeah. And I think Georgia and New York will be big ones against him, not to mention the other stuff, you know, stealing all the papers out of the office. I think they're looking at where those papers went and who he sold them to, like you mentioned before, because that could put him in for treason, and he'll be bye-bye forever. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it would be lovely. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Didn't they used to shoot treasonists with a firing squad back in the day?
Electric chair. Electric chair. People who
used to
hang
them, didn't they?
I thought it was a firing squad back in the day. I can't think of the guy that... during the revolution, he betrayed America.
Benedict Arnold.
Yes. Did they shoot
him? Yeah, he got shot. Got shot. But I'm thinking of, back in the 1950s when this spy and his wife sold out to the Soviets.
I don't remember their names, but I remember
being
on his history books,
History Channel. I don't remember their name either.
Was it Aldridge Ames? I'm not sure.
I don't remember yesterday. That's my problem. But we gotta do something. I don't know, you know. I think we need to write our Congress people and tell them get off their ass and do the right thing and complain about
them and off, and whether they got a D by their name or not, they're going to start doing their damn work.
They're not talking about the Republicans right off today. That one idiot, I forget who he was, was saying, oh, we're going to investigate Biden and we're going to impeach his cabinet. What the hell? You know, we got a lot of other things you need to fix, you know? Internet for everybody. And like you said, they want the Democrats want to reverse the right to work so that anybody can join the union. That's the next thing on the agenda. And things like that to help people. Because even though people got raise, you know, in pay, the inflation ate it. So they said they're back to what the pay scale was 40 years ago. How in the hell can they pay for a mortgage, a car, send their kids to school on wages 40 years ago?
Well, that's why there's 100 Starbucks right now that are on strike. As we speak, there's 100 Starbucks right now on strike, because they want to form unions, because they deserve a higher wage. They deserve living wages, and they deserve benefits. Because those people at Starbucks, those young people, and not all young people, but whoever is employed by Starbucks, they work their butts off. I mean, the ones around here, the Starbucks around here, there's 20 cars in line all the time. It's nonstop. So why can't they, and you know they're making money, you know Starbucks is making billions of dollars, why can't they just give their employees a living wage, a nice wage, give them benefits, give them something to look forward to so they don't have to keep rehiring people? It makes
no sense. My husband always said, you pay peanuts, you get monkeys. They don't stay. They don't do a good job. And they're not loyal to you. So why wouldn't you want them to stay? Pay them good wages and benefits, and they'll be there forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
So, and you know, the party, you know, being a Democrat, you know, that means, you know, that you have confidence, you have adult leadership. You know, they're trying to solve problems for, you know, for the American people. They're trying to raise the living wage as more than, you know, $15 an hour is not going to cut it anymore. $15 an hour doesn't cut it. It's just, I mean, it's better than it's been, but it's still not enough. But, you know.
No, the inflation ate it. And then the interest rates are so high that if you go to buy a car or even a used car or try to find an apartment. I had a friend that moved into a mobile home, crappy mobile home. They fixed it up. $1,600 a month. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Wow.
And we're not in California, you know?
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
But when you talk about the difference between the two parties, you know, between the Q MAGA party and the Democrats, I mean, the Democrats, at least, they're talking about health care for all, Medicare for all, education. They talk about a woman's right to choose, you know, for their own bodies. You know, they talk about the freedom to marry who they love. You know, they want to fix their infrastructure, you know, jobs and unions and bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States. I mean, these are the things that, you know, they're trying to do, not this trickle-down bullshit, you know.
And what do the Republicans run on? What program do they want outside of, you know, giving tax breaks to the rich? Outside of that, they got nothing. Nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They have nothing.
They want to take away
social
security. They want to take away social security. They want to defund public schooling and put in private chartered schools. What else? They want to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, what lunacy is that, really? People paying to the social security since some of them were 13, 14 years old and reach retirement age.
It's
want
not
to have
a
little
give
cushion.
Up. We paid for it. We paid for it, all of us.
And I keep saying it's an entitlement. It's not an entitlement.
They're full of shit. No. Excuse my French, but they are.
Yeah.
By the way, they should cancel Congress's benefits right off the bat. They got to go first. Mm-hmm. You don't cancel my Medicare. You don't get any. And you don't have any pension. And you don't have any insurance. Because, hey, the government paid for it, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Inside trading should be canceled.
Oh, that's another bill that the Democrats want to have. They're doing it in Michigan. They got the transparency law that they're that we passed. Didn't we pass that? The one about the term limits, and they have to have transparency on what they're investing in and
that
everything. Because we had one of the worst records in the country, so they changed that. The Democrats changed that.
It's not changed. The people in Congress, they can be contacted by the corporations when they're getting ready to sell all their stocks off at a real low price. That's called inside trading, and they still are allowed to do it, and that should stop.
Well, that's against the law, the rules. They're not supposed to do it,
it's against the law for you and me, but not for them.
But it is, but they don't do anything about it. That's the problem.
Yeah, and you know, even with the United States Congress. With the United States Congress, for example, when a U.S. senator is either beaten or retire, and the same goes for the House of Representatives, there's this evolving door, or revolving door, I should say, where, you sponsored my campaign, you know, election after election cycle. Now give me a nice cushy job because I voted yes on the bills you wrote. Some of the Congress people or senators who voted on some of these bills don't know what's in the bill. You know, but because, you know, lobbyists from the tobacco industry, from the gun lobby, from wherever, the big oil, you know, give them money to campaign, then, you know, hey, you know, one hand wash the other. So, okay, you retire. Mm-hmm. So come work for me as a
lobbyist.
They're
lobbyists. That's what they are. They're lobbyists, and they turn around and do the same damn thing to the next one.
Yeah, they should shut that door, you know. What, you know, if you're a member of Congress or a former member of Congress, you're not allowed to be a lobbyist. You know, kind of not working in the special interest of the people, but of corporations. And that's why people get sick of politics, because both Democrats and Republicans do it. You know, enough already.
Oh, McConnell brought in so much money for himself and his state. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Mitch McConnell, he voted against, you know, equal that marriage act, the Equal Marriage Act. I don't remember what the name of it exactly. About, you know, gays not being married, and even, you know, multiracial people being married. He's in a relationship with an Asian American. So he voted against it. So he's voting against his interest. Why? Because his special interest having by the balls.
Oh,
yeah,
he did.
Yes, he did.
That's how backward these people are. It's all about money.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What can
sick.
We do? I mean, really, we got to start writing and harassing all the Congress people. But they don't give a crap because we don't have money behind us. Unless we just bombard the newspapers and stuff and write articles and letters to the editor, and I don't know what else to do. What do you think?
Well, we have to pass the baton. Partially, we need to pass. And, you know, there's, and I've talked about this how many times, everybody knows, but there's Generation Z that gives a shit. They care. They care about the environment. They are the ones that won us the Senate. They won the election for us. They came out.
They did.
And they voted for the colleges. Absolutely. Now, if they're smart, if Democrats are smart, they will tailor their politics and their campaigns to the younger people. That's what they need to do. They need to sell those people, because those young people. Because those are the ones that are the future. They're the ones that care about infrastructure. They're the ones that care about climate change, because they are the ones that's going to outlive everybody else. So that, if they're smart, that is what they'll start doing tomorrow or whenever they start to campaign. Start throwing it out there. Put it out there. What they're going to do for these young people. These young people cannot afford to buy homes. They cannot afford to buy cars. They are strapped with debt of college debt. So,
exactly. I was going to say the same thing. You beat me to it.
Yeah. So this is what they need to do. That is my opinion, and I've been saying it all along, and I will stick to it, because, and I'm just going to keep pushing it, because I truly believe that they understand. I think that generation is smarter than we've ever given them any sort of credit, because they, you know, are racist. You know, most of them are not racist. They are, you know, and that's just how I feel about what needs to be done next. What do you guys, David, what do you think?
Well, yeah, the next generation coming into being, as we say, Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat from District 8, Congressional District 8 in New York. He's going to be, hopefully, the next minority leader in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's one of the young bucks there in Congress. Mm-hmm. He's been serving since 2013. He has a good shoulder on his head. He's not like an ultra-leftist liberal lunatic. You know, so I think people like Jeffries and, you know, the younger generation, you know, the baton should be passed, and it will be passed and everything. Because it's ridiculous, like we have in Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, who's 8 or 9 years old, getting a next 6-year term, you know.
Yeah.
They reelected
you know,
him? Oh, my God.
Strom Thurmond, when he was alive, he served until 100 years old, you know.
Yeah.
He's been back since segregation days, right till 99, 100 years old when he died. He literally died in office, you know. Ted Kennedy, you know, love the guy, but, you know, It's like some politicians on both sides get to keep a seat for life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's up to the people.
I know. They need to put
out
an age limit, 65 and out. I mean, that's it.
Or do you think,
that's the retirement age. Go on your Social Security. Bye.
I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
No?
We're going to be a country where the old people are put out to pasture because they reach a chronological age.
But the Congress
would have been out
a
long time ago. And look at the wonderful things that Nancy did.
Mm-hmm. True. But, I mean, like you said, Grassley and some of the other guys have been in there forever. There's got to be some sort of way for the younger generation to move in, too. They can't hog it because they get on the money train, and you can't get rid of them. And like Dave said, they get to be lobbyists afterwards. There's got to be some rule, some restriction, because it's not working, right?
Yeah.
There's
got
to be a change.
Yeah, Grassley is too old, in my opinion. I mean, why can't he just sit home and retire? I don't get that. You know, let somebody come in there with, you know, half his age or, you know, with some fresh ideas and energy, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, to call Congress.
We've got a lot of young people who have been coming aboard. It takes, you have to have the older people. Now think about it. You have to have the older people with the knowledge and the, what term I'm looking for?
Experience.
And the know-how. They know the ropes. They have to be there so that when the younger people are coming in, they can take them under their wing and they can show them the ropes. And there has been a great transition. There's a lot of young people in the House and in the Senate. The minute you start putting term limits, you say, well, I want Mitch McConnell out, but you want your own person. Maybe your own person has been good, and they're 82 years old, or they're 80 or 79. It doesn't matter. If they've been good, you want to keep yours at home, but you want the guy across the street to go. That's you're looking at, when you look at term limits, you're looking at a problem. You have to have a blend of old and new.
Well,
right.
I mean, old but ancient, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, they've been there so long, and you go look at your bank account and insider
been there so
trading.
And it's a good 50-50 split.
Well, there's got to be
a good 50-50 split. I don't believe in putting our old people on a boat and sending them off into the ocean to die.
No, but,
that is how the train is going.
No. What do you think about Grassley, though, Elaine? I mean, don't you think how old is he, David, 89?
Yeah, Chuck Grassley from Iowa, U.S. Senator.
Yeah.
If we had this philosophy, you wouldn't have Nancy there to take and put the younger people under her wing and teach her how to have finesse to get things done.
Yeah, and she's been doing that. And I agree with you to an extent. I do agree with you.
And she is going to be retiring.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yes,
and a young person is coming in. Look at the squad.
Yes.
Those are three young girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
The one that they're going to make, the minority leader, I can't think of his name. He's out of New York. He's only
Congressional 30s,
district.
40s. Yeah, Congressman Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, listen, folks out there, listen, Nancy Pelosi, you could call her to congratulate her on what a great job she did as the first woman Speaker of the House. Her number on Capitol Hill, 202-225-4965. Her staff assistant is Arash Abbas. You know, if he answers, just, you know, say, hey, give all the best to Nancy Pelosi, because she's retiring soon and what have you. She gave her life and service to the country and public service. So, you know, she needs our accolades and our props. So call that number and tell her what a great job she did. And, you know, tell Democrats to keep fighting for the American people. You know, we need better pay. We don't want slave wages pay. You know, it should be $15 an hour. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need health care, universal health care.
Yeah,
we need better gun
control
laws.
Like every other country in the, you know, free world has universal health care. We're the only ones that don't.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
the Congress is bought and paid for by pharmaceutical, big insurance, and the big, you know, hospitals and everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw today that hospitals, you know, when you go in a hospital, you can't pay right off the full bill right off the bat if you don't have insurance or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have these banks now that come in and say, oh, we will finance it for you. But they don't tell them that it's an extraordinary high interest rate, and the hospitals are taking a cut of it. So they're screwing the poor patients twice.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That should be against the law, but...
It should be. You better believe it.
And there's more strikes coming. The railroad, the nursing, all the nurses and all the hospitals, everybody's tired. They're not paid enough. They don't have enough people working there. They're exhausted. And it's not right. And nursing homes, oh, my God. If you go to nursing homes, assisted living, they're so short of staff. And they're worked to death, and they're paid crap. They're paid less than McDonald's.
Yes, those people do not get paid enough for the hard work that they do. If they have to lift patients and help them go to the bathroom and help them shower and help them to eat, I mean, that is hard physical work, you know, and
it is.
And
I know several people that had to quit because they physically couldn't do it, even though they loved helping the elders, but they couldn't do the work anymore.
Yeah.
It was, you know, bumped into one that took care of my mom today. She said she loved my mom and everything, but it broke her heart when her patients died. You know, she couldn't do that anymore. Not to mention it was physically hard. You're lifting people all the time, and it's horrible. And they're paid $15-16 an hour. Are you kidding me? And they're making them work long shifts, like the nurses, 10-hour shifts. How can you stay on your feet and keep your mind sharp to give out medicines and help people alive when you're exhausted? I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
Yes, ma'am.
You know.
Okay, so I have word from Congressional District 3 in Colorado that the recount is still trickling in, and Lauren Boebert is leading by 600 votes. So more than likely it's going to go to a recount starting next Tuesday. I also heard that play out. So we'll have a new caller and everything, but before I put this new caller through, remember, ladies and gentlemen, check us out. Subscribe on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. When you call in, say first name, where you're calling from. The number is 515-605-9802. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking? Is this Madeline?
Oh, hi, honey. I heard a man in the background. I thought he was going to talk. How are you, everyone?
Good. How are you?
I don't know. Somebody have the TV on to get the feedback. Go ahead.
What it was. I was listening to Susie, but she's right. You know what? They don't even do 10-hour. They do 12-hour shifts, Susie.
I know.
Terrible.
My sister-in-law was a nurse anesthetist, and they put her on a 10-hour shift, and she's got lupus, and she couldn't do it anymore.
Boy.
She had to quit, and she loved what she did.
I know. And that's an autoimmune disorder, too, so that's just going to eat you up alive if you don't be careful. That's a shame. But I do have a question, everyone. Why is it that everybody, why is it when it comes to Mr. Ron DeSantis, nobody understands that it's not his job description to monitor corporations based on their social identity as on political issues? or even
like
socialist.
Like Disney.
Ron DeSantis does not belong in the bedroom. Sorry.
Nope.
He does not belong in the bedroom.
I don't know. Republicans just obsessed. Yeah, Republicans just obsessed with sex. That's my take on it. You know? Yeah, they have some penis fetish or, you know, penis envy.
Now, David, obsessed with sex would be a good thing. In Republican states, they are highly, there's a word that they are, it's not all that important, for lack of a better way of saying it. But no, he has no, that's not his job description. And I really do believe he's going to lose that fight.
Yep.
Disney brings they pay millions in taxes, billions they pay. They hire 60,000 people. They bring the economy of Florida where it's at today. And he's going to make a fight with Disney? He's going to lose. There's no way.
But like I say, they're obsessed with penis and vagina and, you know, LGBTQ and what have you.
Oh, and woke.
You know?
That word woke. He loves that word woke.
Yeah.
Well,
woke.
About
and
what,
yeah, exactly. So,
what
so
the teachers have been teaching
Trump.
In school, too, you know?
Really?
You know,
keep the kids stupid.
You're talking Laurie and I had this conversation earlier. Has anybody gone through the Bible lately?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about the word woke, though. Let's go back to that for a moment.
No, I understand that. That's just a Republican word that they want to use for something that they don't agree with.
Absolutely. So there's a judge in Florida, Tallahassee. His name is U.S. District Judge Mark Walker, who issued a temporary injunction against the so-called Stop Woke Act in a ruling that called the legislation positively dystopian. So that's where Ron DeSantis or DeSantis.
That's the beginning. That's the beginning. Remember, the Bible is not always one of the best. There are some things in the Bible that are not too good. It's a story of history. There is incest. There is rape. There is murder. The Bible tells a story of what was going on at that time and how that poor man Jesus tried to save people and become the Savior that he is today. And that Bible, that they don't complain about the Bible, though. They complain about these books that have sexual connotations in them. Well, maybe they should read the Bible and they'll see that there are some really sick things in there as well.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Nobody understands it. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know. I find it very frustrating that they still go ahead, honey. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Have you ladies ever read Catching a Rye? I bought that book the other day, just start reading it. That's one of the books that hold.
I didn't read it, but I know of it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had to read it in high school. It was required. Not that I remember most of it, but, I read it a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know
this
why.
This is the
problem
with the Republican Party.
But DeSantis worries me more than the Orange Monster because he's smarter and eviler, if you know what I mean. He can talk, he can influence people, and they fall for him. I mean, you know, the Orange Monster is stupid.
DeSantis is educated.
He's too smart and evil, and he would be the worst thing we could get.
He's a military man. Do you know that he got married?
I didn't even know that.
He was married at Disney. Can you even believe that one?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I heard that, yeah.
He got married at Disney. He is. He's got a mean streak. Look what he did with the migrants.
Sure, he's evil.
Okay.
What
but
do you think?
He's clever evil. He's got an education.
Talking about kind of evil and crazy, Melania predicts that Trump's return to the White House, he's going to predict what it would look like in three words. The former first lady, Melania Trump, hailed her husband's bid to the to the run for the presidential office in 2024, suggesting that his return to the White House would lead to success and prosperity. She said, yes.
For whom? I don't believe she said it. She wouldn't say anything. She probably will file for divorce if he does that.
She went on to say, I support my husband's decision to run for president of this wonderful nation.
Uh-huh.
She told the far right briefer.
Of course she did. And here's a little footnote. She probably renegotiated her prenup after that.
And she added, his achievement during his administration has a great effect on all of us, and he can lead us toward success and prosperity again. That's what she said.
She didn't write that.
Nah, it was written for her. Okay, ladies, what do you think about Republicans taking control of the House? Where I guess no legislation will pass on gun control, further gun control. I don't see that happening.
Didn't they have control before? They got less control now.
Yeah,
they
controlled it before.
We never got anything through the House. The only one we had was the Senate. But they thought we were going to get, they were going to have more control of the House, but they got less.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a little better off than we were. But it's the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm. But do you think there will be any gun control legislation? Do you think immigration will be worked on?
I hope. But no, what I heard today, the only thing that they have on is impeaching, you know, going after Joe Biden, you know, going after
Hunter Biden.
You know, and, you know, oh, no, they said not Hunter Biden. We want Joe Biden. What is Joe Biden? What could he have done except worked his butt off since he's been president?
He looks great on paper. He's done more in the first 2 years than most presidents have done in 4 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they all wanted, they bitched about the money and all these little PACs and all these legislations. But they couldn't wait to get the check for their states.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And mark my words, I'm on a mission. That Rick Scott gets anywhere near Medicare,
we're going to riot in Washington, okay? We'll get up there and give them what for.
I will be on the front page. I swear my hand on the Bible that I will repeat everything that man has done to Medicare and Medicaid, and now he wants to take. Most people don't know. People do not. Do you think a normal human being would tolerate Rick Scott if they knew what he did?
No, I don't think they do know. I think
I
read it
know.
Somewhere, but I don't know exactly what he did. I don't
he
even
did
remember
this.
What I read.
When he left the governorship in Florida and DeSantis won, he put together on the private level one of the biggest health systems in the country.
Yep, Medicare scheme.
Then the audacity, they were caught cheating Medicare and Medicaid, and they got fined $1.7 billion in fines. He happens to resign 4 months into the investigation before they finish. And now
and then he turned around and ran for Congress?
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
And then he ran for Congress?
Yes, he ran for Senate.
Oh, my God.
The Senate. Yeah.
Thank you. This is the one.
There's something wrong in Florida.
The evil one. That's the next evil one. Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
Florida and Texas is a different type of ball game. I don't know what
but
people
even,
in those states.
Even the younger kids, Gen Z and everybody, all pay into Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. They will all protest because it affects everybody in this country that ever worked a day in their life.
Right. You try taking somebody's Medicare and see what's going to happen. Or
their Social Security.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We've been paying in all
our
lives.
They don't know. Susie, they don't know.
Well, we got to get it out there. I don't know.
That's
I used to
I'm
write
saying.
For the paper. God, I got to start doing it again.
Yeah,
I used to do fluffy stuff, but I could do political stuff. I got to get, I mean, we all got to do it. We got to get the word out.
Mm-hmm. The word will get you.
The articles are online. That's how I found it. Rick, that's how I found out what happened. It's out there. Nobody has an idea. I always wanted to know what happened to Rick Scott after he left the governorship. That's what he did.
People don't pay attention to a lot of things. That's just
No, they don't. Well, their lives, Dave, as you very well know, we're all doing, we're retired, but there are people working that have just, they're doing their job. They're going, you know, they're raising a family. Basketball, football, everything. These folks are exhausted at night. You think they're going to go online and look to see what Rick Scott did? No.
No.
Someone has to put it right in their face.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I want to change the topic. Trump's former Pentagon chief said he's unfit for office. So over the summer, former Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who worked alongside Trump for a year and a half, publicly declared that the former president is, quote, unsuited for public office. Esper went on to agree that Trump represents a threat to democracy. I've long believed that this represented a unique condemnation. As we discussed soon after the former Pentagon chief made the comments, officials are routinely targeted with all sorts of rebukes about their competence and integrity. But to say that a leader represents a threat to democracy is to argue that our system of government may no longer endure if that leader holds a position of influence. So, you know, a lot of people, since he announced Tuesday, that served in his cabinet and in the White House, said that he's unfit for office. You know, the speaking out now, why didn't he speak out then? You know, I mean, come on, no.
Yeah,
I know they were, his cabinet, we're thinking about calling in, what is it, the 25th Amendment, where they try to put the president out of office?
Mm-hmm.
He's unfit.
Mm-hmm.
But they chickened out, I guess.
They're going to try doing it to Biden.
Yeah, they're trying to do it with Biden. Well, no, they can't use the 25th Amendment because somebody in the Biden administration would vote to remove Biden. We have sensible people in government now who are running the different departments. Another thing is former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified before the Georgia grand jury recently. And the investigation efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia, you know, it backfired on Trump. So Ms. Hutchins was pleased to cooperate with the Fulton County Special Prosecution and answered questions today in respect to the inquiry into the events surrounding the 2020 elections. So early on Wednesday, CNN saw Fulton County Sheriff's deputies open the gate at a courthouse garage where many grand jury witnesses have arrived and greet two black SUVs with Hutchinson and others as they pull into the area. So, you know, Lindsey Graham is supposed to be testifying. Giuliani is supposed to be testifying. Hutchinson today testified. Do you think this will be the demise of Trump where you know, he's unfit for office? A lot of people who served with him in the White House and the cabinet saying this. Do you think this could, you know, bar him from higher office or seeking a presidency again?
Of course. Lord.
Yeah,
I think I'm sorry, because he also was on tape to Georgia. Find me those votes. They got him on tape, for Christ's sake. That's interfering with the election. That's against the law.
Yeah. What's your thoughts, Lauren?
My thoughts are, yes, I think it can hurt him in the long run. Yes, I think it can. But I also think that we need the DOJ, like I said on the top of the show, to get his act in gear, and before the end of December, do something. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they will. I think they have. I think they've been working their ass off, and they have to make sure they got a 100% solid case against him, because it's going to be a trial in public, and they need to have it all their P's and Q's in order.
Yeah, but I mean, it's almost 2 years. Think about it. I mean, how much more evidence do they need? And, you know, as he was walking out the door as president, he took top secret documents, and Lord knows where they are. So this, you know, I mean, his days have got to end. And before the new house, you know, before the, you know, the new people take, representatives take over, you know, he's got to, I'm sorry, he's got to do something. That's all there is to it. And people are frustrated, and they want something done. They're sick of Donald Trump. I think more people are sick of him than say they're sick of him. I really do.
They're sick of him getting away with everything.
Yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I think Georgia and New York are very close to the end, and I do think the DOJ has a lot of stuff against them. I mean, with the voter interference and the you know, the fake electorates, like even in Michigan when they sent the people in try to stop the vote, the count. They're very, very close on this. And I think it'll happen before December. I really do.
I hope so. I really
at least a few things will be done, and then it'll start piling on top of that, you know. They have 3-4 ready to go, and it's you know, the January 6th thing has got to be done, because then the Republicans are going to go have their own committee.
I just got a message from Tom, and he's saying that what his hope is that the DOJ is making sure that they have an ironclad case against the orange buffoon. And I'm sure that he will. I'm sure that he will, Tom.
Okay.
I really am sure that he will. But I think that now they have to move. I think it's critical that they move to get this over with. The suspense is enough. It's time has come. Just make your
Lori.
Move.
Lori, remember, he sucked the IRS, homie.
Yeah.
And in the background, he is going to get nailed by New York IRS.
Yeah, he will. I agree with all of that. But I think that it's important that the DOJ, because people are going to lose confidence in our judicial system, they're going to lose confidence, because it's, how much more does a man have to do, a person have to do? How many laws do you have to break? How many things do you have to destroy before you get indicted for something? It's time. I mean, they have enough, you know? They have enough. You know, Pence is too chicken to go talk, you know? Okay, so Pence, go away. We already know, you know? It's time. That's my opinion. I don't know what everyone else thinks. David, what do you think?
Well, it is
time.
Agree.
It's been 2 years. Time.
Yeah.
IRS.
Mm-hmm.
This
has run
Georgia.
Longer than this is
all of it.
This has run longer than Watergate with Nixon. Time to wrap this
shit
up.
You.
And
yeah.
You know, indict
that's,
the man and
fun.
Those who helped him, and put his ass in jail. He belongs in prison.
Yeah.
He belongs under the prison. So last topic before we let everybody go. Facebook won't fact check Donald Trump now that he's announced that he's running for president in 2024. It's because he's now deemed a partisan of Facebook rules, which exempts him from fact-checking. Trump announced Tuesday evening he was running for president. So Mark Zuckerberg, once again, dropping the ball and giving Trump a free pass like he did in 2016. Starting with Lori, and then Elaine, and then Madeline, and then the last word to Susie. What do you think about this bullshit that Facebook put in?
Well, he's probably going to let him come back to Facebook, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's also, didn't he also lay off a lot of fact checkers or something like that?
Yes. 11,000 people are there.
Yeah.
11,000.
And so the reason he wants to do this is because it'll make him more money. That's all it's about, you know. And we know that Zuckerberg is about making the almighty dollar. We've known this forever. We all stay on Facebook because we have our little our friendships on there, and that's why, you know, we stay on there. But if he allows Donald Trump to come back on, I don't think I can stay on Facebook because I can't. I
he might lose.
I can't stomach him. So, and then I don't think I'm the only one that feels that way. I think there's other people that will feel, and there will be another platform somewhere. Someone will come up with something. So Zuck is kind of walking a straight, he's walking a tightrope, I think, and I don't understand his reasoning. After everything that's happened, why he made a comment like that. It was just wrong. That's my opinion.
Because,
look, Kanye West wants to buy Parler.
Yeah, Kanye West did buy Parler, actually. And that's like a hotbed of bullshit right there.
He wants to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just like Twitter. Twitter is going down in flames because Elon Musk can't control, you know, the anti-Semitism that go on there, the racism that go on there. He fired a bunch of people. And, you know, he wants them to come back, and they're not coming back.
Yeah.
So it's going to go as an epic failure. $44 billion gone on the train.
you know?
I'm loving every minute of it. I hope he suffers.
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
you know,
he'll go to his daddy and get more money.
What a colossal idiot, you know? I mean, seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, what kind of a moron? He goes in, brings in the kitchen sink, and, you know, basically claims house, and then he wants these people to come back. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'd laugh in his face. I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh,
I know
he said you have to work twice the hours and be really, you know, stick with it and work your ass off, but not get any more money.
Yeah.
Why would they do
and come into the office? And come into the office. No more working from home.
Yeah. It's awful. Just awful. Mm-hmm. You know,
they're just making it easier for Trump to get on all of it. That's all.
Yeah,
it's easy.
Yeah.
Come on.
I have a chance
when you don't have, when you do not have fact checkers, you do not have fact checkers, then it means you can't dispute Trump on Twitter. You can't dispute Trump on Facebook. And if Kanye even thinks about buying Parler, it'll all be a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. All right,
I've got an idea to address the problem on Facebook.
Okay.
There's an awful lot of advertisers that we use, such as in Michigan, Myers Shopping Center. I noticed that QVC advertises an awful lot on Facebook. I made my call into QVC today. And I said, really resent the fact that you advertise on Facebook, and I'm glad you advertise on Facebook. Are you going to permit Donald Trump to spew his lies all over Facebook? Is that the kind of corporation you're going to be? And the girl said, what do you want me to do with this information? I said, I want you to copy it down like I said it and send it to the to management. That if they continue to advertise on Facebook while Donald Trump is spewing his lies, I will quit buying.
Mm-hmm.
I will quit buying from QVC. These people don't like to hear that.
No, they don't.
Again, Republicans are the big P, profit.
Yeah.
We fight back. We eat into their profits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the only way. That might be the only way we can fight back.
It is.
Go back to cancel culture. Yeah.
If you give money to this politician, I'm not going to buy your product, and I'll spread the word.
Yep.
That's
right.
Perfect.
Dark money, too. And
get
rid of Citizens
pocket.
United.
Yep.
Mhm. Yeah. Do you think With a Senate majority, do you think Democrats and Joe Biden would change their mind about extending the Supreme Court from 9 seats
yes.
to 15 seats?
I hope,
hope
so.
Do.
Yes. That is the only
Clarence
cure.
Thomas needs to recuse himself.
Oh, mm-hmm. They ought to impeach him. Talk about impeach.
Impeach. They ought to go back to all the each and every one of them when they were going through their hearings and pick out every damn
mm-hmm.
lie they all told.
Mm-hmm.
Starting
expand
with Kavanaugh.
Expand the Supreme Court. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk about it.
I'm with you on that one.
Do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the young man
mm-hmm.
that Nancy Pelosi put under her wing, his name is Maxwell. And he's, I think he's under 30.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having a good, Washington is changing. And he's a
mm-hmm.
Democrat,
yeah.
of course.
Yeah,
the
younger generation taking over.
Yeah,
Lane,
yes,
I'm telling Lori, we need to get into a podcast, not with people calling in. We need to get people that set up appointments to come in and talk and get information out to people as a public service so they
mm-hmm.
know what is going on. All they have to do is
yes.
listen. They don't have to contribute. They just need to listen, and we will state the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what needs
mm-hmm.
to be done. It has to get out there.
Yes, yes.
How do we do it?
Oh, before I forget, Erica, a friend of mine, she's celebrating her birthday today, November 17th. Happy birthday, Erica. I hope you had a good
happy
day.
Happy birthday,
hope you
Erica.
That cake
happy birthday.
Yeah. 20-something, 20 little bit. She's a Generation Z, I think. Good
mm-hmm.
person.
She's
hard
a
work
baby.
And work with her. Yes, yes. She's a wonderful person. Mm-hmm.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes. So, well, you know, I guess, you know, hopefully Democrats and Republicans with this razor-thin majority that can work something out and get the country moving forward, not this backbiting
mm-hmm.
about, oh, you know, we'll go impeach Joe Biden or, you know, go after
oh,
his
yeah,
son and go after goddamn Hillary's emails. You know, they're running that. And 1 week before the election, Hannity saying, oh, no, Fox News didn't say that. And, you know, Republicans
mm-hmm.
who came on said, we're not going to go after Hillary's emails again. But, hey, it's just a wait-and-see game. And Lauren Boebert there in Colorado District 3, I hope you lose. You're not good, you're not a good person, and I hope you crash in flames and go down because
you know,
you're one of the worst congresspeople
ever
had.
Exactly. Somebody publish her husband's criminal record online, okay? It's public record.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What I want the Republicans to remember that they didn't come in on the red wave. The blue wave stopped it. And if they want to stay in office, they better work together or they're going to be out
mm-hmm.
of there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Maybe a couple of them will, a few of them, but there's too many that are –
crazy.
You know, tuna, MAGAs, and
green.
They have their own.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There's a few of them that come hell or high water, they will not work together. They're just there
mm-hmm.
to disrupt. That's all they're there for.
And Jim Jordan going to be the Judiciary Committee Chairman. God help us.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody ought to publish his Ohio State, all that nonsense that happened.
Yep.
Yeah, about
raising
there. Them little boys. Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
absolutely.
How can he
yeah,
be on the Judiciary Committee when he belongs in jail? I don't get it.
Well, you
exactly.
know, that's my point.
Irony.
That's
the
my point.
The freaking irony, man. You know?
Exactly, David. Every one of these
mm-hmm.
guys has a history of something. They need to
yep.
be exposed
mm-hmm.
publicly
mm-hmm.
somehow.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a secret. Remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right,
that
ladies,
Lincoln,
we have 20 minutes.
That Lincoln, what is it, the Lincoln Committee that runs all those cool commercials against
the
Republicans?
The Lincoln Project.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Project.
The Lincoln Project,
they need to
yeah.
put out more stuff.
Oh, they
need
will.
To put
oh,
that
yes,
out.
They have been. They have been. They
but,
have been.
You know, more people got to see
going.
The commercials.
Going.
And stuff.
More. Every
mm-hmm.
one of them. Matt Gaetz, Brian Kemp, Abbott.
Green.
Mm-hmm. Green. They all got history. They all got, they're not saints.
But they're history, Madeline. Their history does not matter that much. Everyone knows
I understand that, but you know what?
Everyone
you've got to give the American people.
Everybody knows Marjorie Taylor Greene's crazy woman. I mean, some people enjoy that. They get joy out of that, you know, because they hate
those. You'll never convert those. You never will.
No, that's mm-hmm. what
there is
say.
Still hope
so
for that one person
that
is just not sure.
Yeah, they love that. Mm-hmm. They absolutely love, you know, the craziness and all the divided, you know, being divided. The
conspiracy theories.
Everything.
They're
they
like a
national.
They're like a cult that had their brains altered or something. It doesn't make any sense.
They drank the damn Kool-Aid.
All right, ladies, I'll cut y'all off here. We'll have a couple
okay,
minutes
have a good
left.
Night, you guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, man.
Everybody. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
With all my heart. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, man.
Thank you.
Yes, man. All right, so we have a little under 20 minutes left, and mm-hmm. the Lincoln Project ran some ads recently.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play one for you. It's called American Taliban.
Okay.
So 1 minute ad, and here it is.
They're coming for you. Millions of them. Radical, loud, dangerous, messianic MAGA zealots. More Taliban than American. Their goal is simple. To destroy American democracy. To finish what they started on January 6, 2021. To remake our country in their image. A nation with snitches. Loyalty tests. Where they pick the winners in elections. Tell your business how it can operate. Schools. What they can teach. Your family. How they can worship. Who you can love. What to do with your body. It's not a conspiracy or a secret. They've told us exactly what they're going to do. Radical propaganda networks amplify their lies. Stacked courts approve their actions. They'll only stop if we defeat them. You can stop them. Your vote counts now more than ever.
Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of that ad. And now some damn good ads, like Sousa say. And they're
mm-hmm.
going to keep going and going till 2024 and hopefully beyond because MAGA Republicans and QAnon idiots want a
mm-hmm.
dictatorship in America. And this is not what we're about.
Nope.
You know, we're about democracy. We're about freedom. We're about not burning books, not, putting money in chartered schools, but in public schools, having health care
mm-hmm.
for everybody. You know, infrastructure, you know, things like that, the positive things that move America forward. And so with this
mm-hmm.
really slim majority, hopefully Republicans come to the senses and compromise with Democrats, give and take here and there, so the country can move forward. That's my, you know, last word on everything. Let's see what happens with the Republicans, this majority in the
mm-hmm.
House.
Yeah, well, that's a good thought. I mean, all of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting them to, you know, work together. But for some reason, I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. It hasn't happened up until now. You know, what's going to change? I mean, I don't see, you know, what will change. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
And the Washington Post, who owns the Washington Post? Is it Bezos?
Jeff Bezos, yes.
Does he own the Washington Post? Okay. Because
yeah,
you know what? They
mm-hmm.
This is what really gets me, is that the Washington Post claimed that having DeSantis as governor is a return to normalcy. Who's it
mm-hmm.
normal for? The GOP? You know, the fascists? Who's it normal for? You know what I'm saying?
I guess a redneck racist in Florida.
Yeah. I mean, really. This is a state that, remember the Hanging Chads? Remember that? Remember Jeb
mm-hmm.
Bush? You know, who can trust anything that comes out of Florida? Anything that comes out of Florida? I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
so, like you say, it's so gerrymandered. And the Washington Post says it's a return to normalcy for the GOP? Are you kidding me? The Satan is not normal.
Exactly.
Normal.
Nothing normal about DeSantis nor Trump.
No.
Nor the Republican Party today. They're all sick individuals who just strive and hate and divide and conquer rule and want a dictatorship and giving to corporations really and tax breaks. Well, the little working class man and the middle class suffer for it. You know, I just don't understand why people in the middle class or even working class would vote Republican. They're voting against their best interest.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. I made my point. You can go ahead.
Are you sure? Well, I was just going to say, and this, when you think about it, don't dare get sick, because if you are wealthy, very wealthy, I mean, then you can get sick. You can get care. Even if you have health care, you know, you can afford to have people come in to help you, et cetera. But if you are, and if you're poor, you know, you can get help as well, because if you're under a certain amount of money, then you can get Medicaid and get different things to help you. But if you're in between those two, if you're in between those two, it's really hard to get help. And that needs to change in this country. Somehow, some way, it needs to change. And many people go bankrupt when they get sick. I read stories about that. You know, they work all their lives and then they get sick and, you know, they have to pay medical bills and that sort of thing. So you go bankrupt for that kind of stuff. And I just know that the Republican Party does not care about that. You know, they don't care about that. Whereas the Democrats do want Medicare for all. They do want health care to be, you know, more affordable and to reach more people and to be more diverse and, you know, more for preventative. I think also preventative care is important. That's just my take on, you know. But the Republicans, as soon as they start talking about that kind of stuff, it's, you know, no, because it's like Elaine said, it's all about profit in this country. And that's the sad part about this, you know, it really is. And then when you have, you know, somebody like, you know, the Washington Post, you know, saying that's a return to normalcy. Really? What's so normal about that?
Yeah, I guess normal, you know, is crazy to us. God, there's nothing normal about Ron DeSantis or what's going on in Florida or even Texas right now.
Or Georgia. I mean, poor Stacey Abrams. What do you think about that? You know,
well, to me, Stacey Abrams lost the battle but won the war. She got so many people enumerated to vote. She got, you know, raised a lot of money for different candidates. Not only in Georgia, but across the country. She's a national figure now and everything. And I wouldn't put it past her to run for an elected office on a federal level again, because she's talented, she's intelligent, she's a brilliant woman. And she shouldn't hang her head down in shame. We should all give her flowers. We should give her a round of applause like how we're going to do with Nancy Pelosi, because these women got all out for America. You know, and there's nothing nobler than, you know, running for political office and sacrificing, you know, and representing people. You know, that's a noble act, you know.
Yeah, and doing and, things, you know. Absolutely.
Well, here's General Eisenhower, nameless added to the leadership by the Lincoln Project. And Eisenhower warned about the military-industrial complex, and what's happening now is what he warned us against. And Ike and Reagan and even Poppy Bush supposed to be like rolling in the graves now to say what the Republican Party has turned into. So here's the ad by Lincoln Project called Leadership.
Okay.
In the early hours before D-Day,
General Dwight D. Eisenhower prepared an announcement that, thankfully, he never had to make.
Our landings in the Normandy area have failed to gain a foothold. But I have withdrawn the troops.
Great leaders prepare for every eventuality. They hope for the best, but they prepare for the worst.
The troops did all that bravery and devotion to duty could do. If any blame or fault attaches to the attempt, it is mine alone.
Today, America faces new crises with new leaders.
Did disband the White House pandemic office.
Yeah, I didn't do it. We have a group of people.
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all.
Isn't it time America returned to a different kind of leadership? The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yeah, as usual, Trump will take responsibility for anything that happened that was bad. During the COVID crisis, he said to inject chemicals and bleach, you know, drink bleach. Or take that horse pill, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this man, he has no business even being dog catcher, much less president of the United States.
No, the dog catcher would be poor dogs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Poor dog.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's how I would feel. Poor dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I still remember when he talked about the bleach. I was so stunned. I'm like, what did I hear? Did I just really hear that? I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And he and he was serious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who does that and gets away with it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the media don't call him out on it, especially the Fox News. You know?
Yeah. Well, they're all responsible in some way, don't you think, David?
Yeah.
I mean, all of the media.
Yeah.
And not one, we can't just say one. I think all of the media played their part because, once again, they made money off of it as well.
Yes.
So they
and
all played a part
the free
in
publicity that Trump got in 2016 was worth $2 billion in free publicity.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
And the Dreams again. And the Dreams again with this announcement. Jesus Christ, media. Wake up.
Well, I can say MSNBC from when I was watching it, I was actually watching, I think, was it Rachel? I don't remember. Anyways, I was watching it, and they cut away, but I would say it was maybe for 1 minute tops, and then they just went back. They only let him talk about the announcement. I don't know if they went back, but that's all I heard. I heard CNN cut away for 30 seconds, so maybe they're learning their lesson. Maybe they're learning.
Yeah, and even
their
Fox
News.
And even
and
Fox
News,
News
as well. Yeah. And then wasn't there was a paper where the Florida man announced it was.
Oh yes,
said,
the New York Post. The New York
and
Post
said,
that Rupert Murdoch owns. He owns Fox News and the New York Post. And he had that headline. He didn't call him by name. And Trump hates that because.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Trump hates being ignored. And the only reason why he's probably running for president, not only because he wants to stave off the Justice Department and the thing happening in Georgia, but he just craves attention. He's an attention whore, you know? And the media should, stifle him out and just get rid of him because people are sick and tired of him. Even the own Republicans, the normal ones, sit about Trump. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
one
more.
Enough is enough. Yep, you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, one more from the Lincoln Project. The title of this is Tyranny from the Lincoln Project.
Okay.
Then we'll wrap up.
All right.
DeSantis proudly restricted voter rights in Florida. His elections police force arrests people he doesn't want to vote. 20 Floridians, mostly African-American, were arrested for just registering to vote, even after officials said they could. Instead of clearing their names, DeSantis held a press conference.
It's not just going to be 20 arrests. This is the opening salvo.
But when Hurricane Ian hit, Both Republican and Democratic counties were hit, but DeSantis is only allowing three large and strongly Republican counties to skip the new rules. DeSantis uses fear and intimidation against voters he doesn't like. Favoritism for those he does. That's not democracy. That's not voter integrity. Florida knows what to call it. Tyranny.
This was my idea.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Yes, yes. So I guess the Republicans are going to have their hands full the next 2 years because I'm suspecting that DeSantis is preparing to run for the nomination for 2024, and Donald Trump is in his way. It's going to be a real shit show, and I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Everything to, like, disrupt that party and put them out of the misery forever because the Republican Party is no good. For America, they're no good for anybody but corporations and rich individuals. America
That's
needs
right.
better leadership. And hopefully in the next 2 years, we can control both the House and the Senate and re-elect Joe Biden because Joe Biden got things done. He signed the infrastructure bill. He signed student debt forgiveness, loan forgiveness. He's done oodles of things. And the Democrats, with this war room now, will respond to everything Republicans say, and that's a good thing. They should have done it before the election, but it's better late than never. And that's my final closing thought.
Absolutely. I agree with you. That war room is an excellent idea. I was very happy to read about that because, and you're right, we needed that 2 years ago, you know. But it's better late than never, absolutely. And hopefully, you know, they'll have rapid response. And then with the Lincoln Project and Midas Touch and all these other, you know, podcasts that go on. And, of course, Kitchen Politics 1-2-3, you know. We can get the word out.
Yeah, man. And working on the website, hopefully before the end of the year, it'll be out, up and running. We'll plan to sell merchandise like T-shirts, coffee mugs, caps as a startup. Yeah, so, you know, look out for that, kitchenpolitics123.com. Working on it. So until next time, next Monday, same time, same place, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. This has been Kitchen Politics 123 for Thursday, November 17, 2022. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Laurie.
Good night, David. Good night, everyone. Have a great evening. Be safe and have a great – oh, well, we'll talk to you before Thanksgiving. Good night, all. Bye now.
Good night.
I'll go on with someone like you. Thank you.
Thank you.